This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So how did this all come into fruition? I know that this was not like earth-shatteringly developing news, but still, obviously, when did this kind of all start to pick up steam?
Yeah, I mean, I think being in the front office, wanted to get something done. As well as my agents, I know I was kind of sitting there just like I understood the impact of getting an extension done, creating some cap space. And, you know, it's kind of a weird situation where it's like, you know, I've had a big contract before and it doesn't really change how I live in my life. But I know that, again, this opens up some space for cap and signing some free agents. I think we've been having a pretty good free agent run so far.
Other one for me, just real quick. You've said before, you know, you love Buffalo and you want to spend your career in Buffalo. Why? Like, is there a moment that you can think back to of like why this felt like such a perfect fit, whether that was really early, whether that was before the process even started? Was there ever like an aha moment of like, man, like this really does feel like where I belong?
It was on my visit, my official visit when I was over there, got snowed in, so I couldn't leave. I was visiting the Jets and the Giants that next day, but I didn't get out in time. And then I went to Barbill with a couple scouts. I think Chris Merrill. I can't remember who else was with us. But when I was just sitting there, I was just like, it just felt like home to me. It's kind of the only thing that I've ever known of, you know, small town feel where the people are great and the food's is just as great. So those were two big factors for me, and not having a huge city of traffic and this and that. That's something I kind of feared, but I just think it's home for me.
What would an 8-year-old you think about signing this deal? MVP, historic deal, one of the faces of the league. Is this beyond your wildest dreams, kind of what you've experienced these past five, six, however many years?
For sure. I think it's pretty crazy to think about. It's a pretty surreal feeling. 8-year-old me would obviously be just as pumped as 28-year-old me. You know, I think it's the only thing I've ever wanted to do in my life is play football. And now I just get to continue to do it. And that's the main thing is going out there and playing the best football that I can. And in no way does this mean I need to stop working hard or stop getting better. It almost promotes more of that for me of going out there and making sure that I'm still earning my keep and getting better as the years come by. And that's all I'm trying to do is progress each year.
A lot of the great quarterbacks in league history have started and finished their careers with one team, not saying that that needs to be something included in greatness, but how much does that mean to you to start your career in Buffalo and potentially finish it in Buffalo? Obviously, this deal sets you up to potentially do that in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think still got a long way to go until we think about the end. I'm just focused on the here and now, and that's being the best quarterback that I could be for the 2025 season. Again, trying to turn over each leaf and stone of trying to get better and continuing to improve and be a better leader, be a better player. You know, and this just allows me more opportunity to do that.
Got anything earmarked? Maybe a bigger ring, perhaps, with the wedding coming up?
A bigger ring, you said?
Yeah.
No, I think she likes the one she's got.
How do you put into words or put into perspective all that's happened to you over the past, you know, say 8 months, the growth in leadership, the MVP, the engagement, and now this? How do you put all that in perspective, what's happened?
You know, it's not really do I sit there and think about it. But really anybody that I run into, friend or not friend, you know, it's always a congrats, like, hey, having a heck of a year. And, you know, when you kind of look back at it and, you know, the only thing that is missing is finishing our season with a win. So that's something we still got to continue to do, but I'm so grateful for what's going on in my life and finding the person that I want to share it with. And, you know, when you have that piece figured out, it seems like everything else kind of comes a little bit easier. And that's, you know, I've said that over and over again of how much I love and appreciate my fiance and how much she's helped me. And again, I think it's no different than what's going to continue to happen.
Not to say that you weren't driven to win a Super Bowl. How much does this further drive you? Knowing that you took some salary cap relief, you may have taken a little bit less, but how much does this further drive you to win that ultimate title?
I mean, it makes it even that much more, like I alluded to earlier, of this doesn't mean I've arrived. You know, I get to continue to get better and find ways to help this team get over that hump and win a Super Bowl. So that's what we're going to continue to try to do.
And lastly, just as a joke, can we finally close the book on you being overrated?
Maybe. We'll see.
I know you say that doesn't mean you've arrived, but you did just win the National Football League's MVP award. So congratulations. This is our first time talking to you since then. Has it set in yet? What has been the experience like? Obviously hoisting, you know, the league's most prestigious individual award.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's maybe still hasn't set in for me. You know, that's really not the reason that I play this game, is to win individual awards. I think it's very cool to be recognized for your talent and your play. So that's one cool thing about it. But again, kind of like what I said earlier about this contract, winning an MVP doesn't change who I am. It doesn't change how I play the game of football. It doesn't change how I lead or respect my teammates. So I just continue to try to do the right things on and off the field. And sometimes those individual accolades, they come with that.
And I know, you know, how much this community means to you. I'd like to ask you about, you know, your attachment to Oshai and being able to still know that that's going to continue on for a long time. And that part of your life and that part of signing a contract and what it means to you. And I know, and looking forward to the 117 holes of golf. And I know I'm a part of that with, you know, you and your team out there. And I appreciate that. That's an honor for me, but I know how much it means to you. And can you just kind of put that into words after this contract?
Yeah. I mean, I think, gosh, there's going to be some cool stuff that we'll be able to do and continue to raise money for a fund that's been so near and dear to my heart. And, you know, I feel like every day I'm on the phone with my agent of finding new ways of things that we can do to help raise money. And, you know, this is this contract will also help with that, too.
Kind of going off Waro's question, have the last year engagement MVP just felt crazy to you? Like, have you had a second to take a breath?
I don't know if crazy is the word. I just think I'm blessed, you know. It's sometimes it is a little breathtaking, or can't find the right words how to describe it. It's been a heck of a run. But again, I think the joy that I have of playing football is the number one thing that fuels this, of going out there and just putting everything that's not on the field on the sideline. And then after that, I get to enjoy a pretty great life with a great family, a great to be future wife. And I'm blessed beyond belief. And that part is probably the craziest, is just, you know, the support and love that I have from my family and that I've always had. You know, none of that has ever changed or wavered. And, you know, I'm pretty lucky guy.
On that journey too, I know you talk about perspective, but can you think back to, like, I was talking to Terrell Bernard about his first start and how it was so fast and the whirlwind that it was. To you, even going back to being the zero star recruit and all those things, have you had time to process any of that? Or is it, I know you're so in the moment, but just kind of the big picture of your football journey?
I mean, yeah, just to understand where I was not too long ago. I know I feel like every year we get removed, it feels like an eternity ago, but I still remember being the guy sitting on the sidelines in junior college, just waiting for a chance to get on the field, right? But at the same time, not too often do I sit there and think about it. I'm not a very nostalgic person. So, like you said, I focus more so what's going on right now, trying to be where my feet are and take it just one day at a time.
You know, one of the things when these kinds of things happen, you kind of take stock in the reaction from everybody and seeing how many of your former teammates posted on social media, commented on posts. Does that hit you a little bit differently? Because it's one thing to be this celebrated athlete, but another thing that the people that you spent all the time with over the last 8 years seem to have this support for you, even guys going back to your rookie sophomore year.
Yeah, I think, the bonds and the relationships that I've been able to develop over the last 8 years that I've been playing, or seven years I've been playing. Am I going into year eight, or is this my 8 year?
I think you're going into year eight.
Year eight, going into year eight, right? So the relationships that I've been able to build, some that I'll cherish for the rest of my life, some guys that'll be by my side, and I will be by theirs for forever, as long as we're both living, right? So I think it's pretty cool when you have guys that you love and you respect and appreciate go out of their way to make it known that they're in favor of it, right? Like that makes you feel like what you're doing is doing it the right way. And I got a lot of those guys in my life that I look up to that have been kind of taking me under their wing. It's pretty cool.
I know you can't predict the future, but when you look down the line 5, 10, 15 years, however long you want to play, do you envision or hope that you finish your career in Buffalo? Is that something that you think that would be pretty cool? Do you ever think about that?
I try not to think about the end. I feel like it's still a long ways away, but absolutely. I don't want to play anywhere else. Not too often do players get to stay with one team their entire career. I think this is like, in fact, like that first question I got asked, this is home to me and it'll never not be home. And I'd love to continue to play here as long as I can. And when it's time to put the cleats up, hopefully that'll be a Buffalo.
Where are you doing this from right now?
I am down in Southern California right now.
Gotcha. You had 4 years left on your deal. From the team's perspective, there probably wasn't a great deal of urgency in the sense that they could have waited a little bit. What does it mean to you that they were so proactive in wanting to get this done as soon as they did?
Yeah, I think if you look at the three other extensions that we've gotten done too, of guys that are homegrown, if you will, wanting to reward their guys for playing good football. And I've got a great relationship with our front office and Coach McDermott. And can't thank the Pegulas enough for one, drafting me and allowing me to be the quarterback here, but two, going out of their way, because like you said, they probably didn't have to do it now. They could have waited, but I do appreciate the fact that they were willing to do this. And it wasn't like we were going out of our way to get something done, but I'm glad we found something that we could both kind of hang our hats on and put it to the side now for another 4 years.
Conversely, on the other hand, it does seem like maybe you took a bit less here than you could have gotten, with the idea that maybe that, the cap is going up every year, that would provide the team some flexibility to build around you. How much of a thought was that in your mind in this negotiation?
It didn't seem like, to my perspective, I was taking a whole lot less. But when the way that I make sense of it, when you start getting these fairly big numbers throughout the entire league, it's weird to say this, but what's five more going to do for my life that I can't already do right now? Right. So like it's not that crazy to me, right? Like I live a pretty good life. Got a house, got a car, we're good. But I wasn't looking to absolutely kill them in every chance that I could. And I told my agent that I was like, hey, if this has any impact on the pack or impact on the cap, I should say, let's figure out a way to not do that. So, again, we both sides were willing to move and change different things. And, it was a pretty calm mannered negotiation is what I can say, at least what I can hear on both sides. So it was good.
You mentioned the free agency. If you could maybe just weigh in a little bit, I know you got a new receiver in Palmer. Ty Johnson is back. What have you thought of the moves, particularly on offense, the ones that will impact you so far?
Yeah, obviously getting Ty and Reggie back is huge for our offense. Super sad to see Mac go. I know he was kind of a fan favorite as well as a favorite in the locker room, but I'm very happy for him and what he got. hate that he's in a division rival now, but it's the game that we play. And then bringing in a guy like Josh Palmer, who's proved that he can play at a high level, and I'm looking forward to working with him and adding him into that wide receiver group. And the defensive side, I think we've added some real ballers, so I'm very excited about that too, and I'm looking forward to getting to work with those guys.
What a year, first and foremost, man. And what pretty molded you into the leader that you become, and how do you evolve more into that role?
Again, I think the number one thing that I've always tried to be is just be myself. Be as authentic as possible, and don't try to be, you know, Captain America one day and then goofball the next day. I've always kind of been somewhere in between in terms of, you know, how I like to talk with my teammates and get everybody involved, and making sure that we're staying loose and keeping it in perspective of we're playing football. This is a game that we've all been playing since we were kids and continue to have fun with it. But there are times that we need to button up and you know, put our serious faces on. But again, I just think the happiness and the joy that I try to bring to our locker room, I think it is infectious. I think guys love that. So that's what I'm going to try to continue to do.
How excited were you to bring a guy named Joey Bosa to help bolster that defense?
That was a pretty cool signing. You know, he's gotten to me a couple times in my career. You know, I'm glad we don't have to play against him now and focus on chipping him and getting help over there for our tackles. But, you know, he's a stud. He's proved that he can play at the top of the level, at the highest of the highs. So looking forward to him coming in and making an impact for our defense.
One more, Josh, if I may. Brandon Bean said you were quite the draft mock simulator buff, over 150. What do you think would be your top three?
Well, I got to dive into this class. I haven't really done much film work yet, you know, so making sure I'm talking with the offensive staff. And, you know, Bean basically drafts whoever I say, so I've got – I'm just kidding. I give some input. I don't know how much he takes it into account. I know he took it into account last year, which I'm very grateful for, that he's got that trust and respect in me. But that's not what I get paid to do. I get paid to throw the football and try to lead the team, not pick the team. So that's why he gets paid the big bucks.
I'm going to hit on the point Jay hit a little bit on, and I don't mean to belabor, you know, the questions of whether you could have made more, but I do think, you know, if you asked for the moon, this organization would probably be willing to give it to you. But that's not the phase of the point of your career you're in. And maybe it reminds me a little bit of, I don't know, Tom Brady, where, you know, you have a lot of security with your organization. And you talked about not really worrying about MVPs, that Super Bowl is the priority. How much are you thinking about Super Bowls when you're thinking about the contract value that you want?
Yeah, I mean, that's really the only thing I'm thinking about. Just trying to continue to get better and find a way to bring a Lombardi trophy to Western New York. And that's I think that's why Bean's kind of doing what he's doing in the free agency period right now, of the guys that he's brought in, guys that he thinks can help push us over that hump. So again, just looking forward to getting back and working hard and trying to find a way to get better.
To ask again a similar question to Mookie, you said it's sort of draft season for you. What has it been like for you to, again, I know you're not, Bean is bringing you in, but maybe not always taking your opinions. But what is that process like to learn, you know, the scouting side of things? What sort of things has that staff taught you, and how has that expanded your knowledge of football in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think just understanding what type of player they like to bring into our locker room. And I think above good players that we have in this locker room, we've got great human beings. And I think that's something that helps develop the chemistry within a team of guys that get along with each other, guys that play for the right reasons, guys that have each other's backs. And I think if you were to look at like just the cohesiveness of our locker room compared maybe to some others, which again, I've never been around another locker room, so I don't know. But I'd be willing to bet that I'd take ours over anybody in this leagues. Just with given how close we are, the fact that we're in Buffalo, there's not a whole lot to do in terms of getting in trouble off the field. Guys are 5-10 minutes away from each other's houses, so we're constantly hanging out with each other. And it's just a very family-like atmosphere. And I think that they take into account the player's character maybe more than some organizations, which, again, I think that helps build a team.
I'm just curious for you, like the MVP, that moment, but then also having your parents there. Like, what was that like for you?
Yeah, that was pretty special. I think they probably take more pride in that award than I do. I'd even venture to say some of my teammates take more pride in that than I do. But, you know, I didn't practice the speech. I kind of thought of what I was going to say. I wanted to mention a few more people, and then my eyes, I kind of naturally floated to my parents after I talked to about Sean, Brandon, and Mr. Pagula. And I'd skipped and just kind of blacked out and forgot everything that I saw, because I saw my parents just bawling, crying. And I was just like, I wanted to give a little quick story of how much they mean to me, how much the support they've given me and my family throughout my entire, not just career, but life. So everything went out the window when I saw them. But to share that moment with them, it was pretty special.
So the do good, be good, go Bills, like that was all off the cuff?
Jen, I walked off the stadium and I just said, did I mention everybody? I didn't really know what happened. So, and then obviously mentioned Slick Rick, which I didn't know how that came up into my head, but very happy that Slick Rick's got some recognition for how well he's been in our locker room and in our facility. He's the man. So I'm happy that he's had some cool things happen to him because he deserves it.
Not that this was on your mind, but how much does this kind of let you just really focus on football?
Yeah, I mean, like I alluded to it earlier a little bit, just push it 4 years down the road. We'll worry about it when we get there, or 5 years, whatever the case may be. Yeah, and then my whole goal is to do whatever I can do to win a Super Bowl. So that's the plan.
You just brought him up, and this was actually what I was going to ask about, but the Slick Rick stuff, obviously that blew up. Did you see everything that happened afterwards, and have you been able to talk to him since then?
Yeah, I saw a few interviews, and I called him basically to say sorry, because I felt like maybe he felt a little overwhelmed with everything that was happening, and, you know, he didn't ask for any of that to happen either, so I just called him and was like, I'm so sorry if this is too much. You know, that wasn't my intention. But he was obviously very thankful and grateful. And it's obviously, I didn't do it for that reason. But I'm glad he's got some recognition and some standing in the community, and people know who he is because he deserves to be known.
Are those the types of people and the types of stories that you would characterize make your organization different? Are those the types of things
absolutely
you would point to?
Absolutely. I can rattle off a few more people in that facility that, again, deserve to be known too. And just the cohesiveness that really is in our facility is from the top down is pretty special. And very fortunate to be a part of an organization that values everybody in the facility the same way.
In addition to yourself, you've also had other key guys sign extensions this offseason, like Khalil, Terrell, Greg. Just what's it like for you? What's it mean to you to know that you're not only here long-term, but some other core pieces of this team are here with you long-term as well?
Yeah, I'm very happy. All three of those guys are absolutely deserving of every penny that they get. You know, selfishly, Khalil, that's my guy. Yeah, he's been so good for us the last few years, and we can continue to get better. And then Greg and TB. TB is obviously the captain of our defense. He's the heartbeat. He's a guy, him and Greg are both guys that just do everything the right way. They're constantly in the training room, work on hot tub, cold tub. I mean, they're there at the very beginning of the day. First one's in, last one's out. So it's no surprise that they got their extensions that they did.
Obviously, this is a city that loves you. You think about the Gatorade poster in downtown and everything. Just what's it like for you to see the reaction and the support from this city that's maybe still waiting on a Super Bowl title, but their reaction to you winning MVP and getting this extension, knowing that they get to keep you watching you play here?
Yeah, Bills Mafia is the best. You know, the fans, the people of Western New York are just some of the best people you'll ever meet in your life. And that's kind of what I talked about earlier is, you know, the family-like atmosphere in the community, a small town feel, everybody kind of knows everybody. And, you know, I'm just very fortunate to be a part of the community that loves me as much as I love them and being around them and being there in Western New York. So it's a perfect fit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.